definitely for one CDM. So this is so I consider I start from the derivation. So the opera what was mentioned in the morning and what I want to confirm once again that this the complexes that you will get is just the graph complexes where the differential is the split of the vertex. They really depends only on the parity of D. So it means that they really depend on how what kind of graphs you can see. This parity affects how this what are really the graphs you are looking for. But then when you want to come back to the deformations of the opera itself, then this D also affects some homological conventions. So here I write them for 2 and 3, but when you just replace here 3 by 5, then these indices have to be changed with respect to those conventions. And now, let me recall, so I started from the computations of the computed the derivations of the associative quadrat is zero, is more or less zero, but the associative quadrat and ED quadrat are not really far from one each other because you know that there is the operat Poisson zero, so where you just so for d equals zero. For d equals one for Poisson one. So this is you have the multiplication and the leaf bracket of degree zero. Then the operat the associative operat is a the Poisson operat is an associative gradient to the associative operat. Just because starting of the Poisson algebra, we can get the associative one using the quantization, meaning that there is a notion of the Moyal product. So Moyal product defines in the formation. From Poisson operat to the associative, meaning that so there is a filtration on the associative operat such that the associative graded will be just the Poisson operat, and you even can do it in the level of graphs, meaning that I have a map from associative operat to this operat that was notion graph, where you just instead for the multiplication I place the sum over the graphs the factors 1 over d factorial and the number of edges is equal to g edges. So this is so this thing, what is acting on the polyvector field, this defines the Moyal product. But what is the outcome of that is that since you have a kind of a deformation of starting from the Poisson operator to associative operator, it means that there is a well this imply that there is let's see element in the Poisson operator such that the deformation with respect to this element is give you the deformation complex of associative operator, and that's it. So let me show this MC element. This MC element is denoted, let me denote it by gamma, which is just the graph I wrote here, is the sum of 1 So we will do factorial in this kind of graphs, and because of the parity convention, so this only g odd will really give you some graph, but the statement is that this is the commutator with this thing defines on a cyclic differential in the ratios of Poisson. So what does this mean? This means that that we comes up with a story that was in the morning, but with only one extra differential. So that means that on this graph complex, so this GC1, there is differential delta plus gamma, such that the total complex is acyclic. And this is an acyclic complex. And the corollary of that which I want to get is that since I have two differentials, so this gamma increases the loop order, delta doesn't change the loop order at all. So therefore I can work with spectral sequences, or I can do the following thing. So I can this implies that we can double the known family of classes. So we have one family of classes in this thing, another family of, so there's also family of classes in just which corresponds to the homology of wheels of equivalent 2, which are represented by wheels, ordinary wheels. So you just, so out of this statement you know that you can in some sense double this space, but not totally double, because some of those may correspond to some of those. But whenever this one is greater than this one, then you definitely know that there are more classes, not only in this degrees, but in many other degrees. And also the same story happens here, where just, so this was, this statement covers the case of the D odd, but also there should be the case of D even, where the differential looks much more simple just because there is a more simple deformation. So let me keep this this part and we'll keep the same, but here let me imagine. Here, so this E2, how does it look like? So E2 operat is the Whipple discs operat. So what do you have in this one action on each space, on ED, just by rotating the outer circle. And this action, of course, compatible with the operatic compositions. And moreover, this action is free. So this action on ED.
Action on E2?
On E2, yes, sorry, on E2 of N is free for N. So whenever we have more than 2 points, then this action is free just because you know the quotient space, so you do not, you do, so the configurations of n points in R2 over S1 is the same as configurations of n plus 1 points in the sphere, in the two-dimensional sphere. You just contract the outer circle and this gives you the quotient. So as soon as this action is free, so then you can work with this S1 action, and this S1, so the homology of S1 is just very simple thing, is the algebra with one generator, one odd generator delta, capital delta, and this delta that's really on E2 of M. And this notion was first recognized by, so this delta, this action was first recognized by Gessler, who invented the term, maybe not here, but before, it was the term of mixed complexes, and therefore this E2 is a thing in the category of mixed complexes where this delta extremely, but what is important that the cohomology of with respect to this delta, so this delta defines your new differential here with the opposite degree, but the cohomology with respect to this delta is zero. So that means that there will be deformations of coming from E2 to the operat, which is mostly trivial, where you just kill this delta. And the cohomology of the trivial operator is deformations of the trivial operator is trivial, so therefore in this case there is also absolutely the same story as we have here, where we have this Bauer Cantan elements of Poisson 1. There is an element like here, and for Poisson 0, this element looks like, so this gamma looks like just a wheel circle action. So this, once again, this explains you the following thing. So this explains you that there is an extra differential, and the nature of this differential comes out of this S1 action, such that, I can repeat here the same story, so there is multiple DC0 with original differential delta. Essentially meaning that there will be, in one case, there will be one class and just corresponding to the deformations of the trivial operator. So now, once again, this means that the cohomology is double. How this affects the story? This story is much more powerful in this case, in the for D even, because now we have much more knowledge about many, many, many classes. So there's a freely algebra here. The only thing which we have more about this so freely algebra, there are also loops. So there is H of G, C, 2 greater equal than 2, they consist of these loops, and we know that with respect to this differential delta, so this delta bar corresponds to this, to the generators, this J, 4J plus 1 vertices corresponds to sigma. So we know the partners, so what is doubles with respect to these loops. But there is still a big part of this freely algebra that is not covered by the loops. And therefore this implies the infinite dimensionality out of sight of H0. So apparently nothing so far is known to be in H1, but might be. But still there's a huge amount of classes in different degrees, and this follows from just from the knowledge that we were able to find out some new differentials.
So that they may or may not be in H1. In principle,
the partners for this one.
Yeah.
No, that from gamological reasons, no, they may not. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't mean anything, because there might be some other elements who will be the partners for this H1.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean,
but the partners for this part may not be in H1. Okay, so now, as soon as we get this kind of information, so I want to
say that again. So if say we assume the Brown's map is surjective, which a lot of people conjecture to be, what's good?
No, the only thing, information. The only thing we can get out of that is that h greater than 1, greater equal than 1, in the dimension of h greater than equal than 1, is greater than the linear algebra generated by the signals where you just start from the commutators. So the only thing you can get out of that is just you have, so you have a big part in H0, and because of this differential delta tilde, there is something, so there should be the image, so you do not have anything in lower degrees in H minus 1, so it's implied that this this H0 should be in the image of this delta tilde, and the pre-image of this delta tilde should contain a lot of new classes. Some of them can be written in precise formulas in the computer, but not all of them. It's a huge amount of graphs, which is, but at least infinite dimensionality of H greater than 1 follows from this result. Okay, so now I want to use this to, so I want to play a bit more with this gamma, with these two gammas, which I for odd and even case, and I want to play with them just to get in a new, some statement about the frame version of the little disk operator, because this frame version is so far not known. So what I have, so I have, since I have the Marvel-Cartan elements here and here, so I can look how these elements act on the representations of on this, on the ED operator itself. So let me erase all this story. The only thing I want to do is just now how this thing will act on the Kolodrinkwitz algebra, so the action on ED of n. So this, since this gamma is n elements, so they define the derivations of ED, and therefore they define the derivations of the Lie algebra side. And this derivation corresponds to, so the derivations of the Lie algebra is just the map action on ED is a family, is a collection of maps. Compatible with Now, how this, and it can be computed directly, so this gamma for the odd case, for the even case, so gamma 2, 3, 2 of n is mapped to the element that is PIG, if you remember, so this TV L is the deal to the with covariant relations. So this is the center of this system. And it's, of course, it's compatible with the, not of course, but it's a direct check, but it's compatible with the operatic composition that we have in the covariant algebra. And in the even case, in the odd case, I want to make it, for example, T3 of n. So this map is just a different one. This maps to the commutators, so the I less than j, I less than j. So now in T3 of n, t, this element tij, their sum is no more the central element, just because there is a non-trivial commutator of tij with itself. So this is, it looks like it is zero, but this is the super commutator. So therefore this element is, can be written as tij plus issue of tij. So this is also a central element of T3 of n, and it's, and also just, so this is a direct computation how this thing acts. In practice there is only 3 points that acts non-trivially on whenever we have more than 3 edges except the image is zero. But then, so what I get out of that, so I get some family of elements that are compatible with the compositions. And this is the data I really need in order to describe the firm version of this, of my, of the little Higgs operator. So let me see. This is not really the theorem. So theorem is that if you compute the rational homotopy type of the S F in D and Q, so let me describe it a bit. So F in D, so where this F in D is, I add the framing, the S or D framing in each for each circle, so I have the little balls, and for each ball I pick up the framing, the S or D framing in it, and therefore the compositions is just, you first have to rotate and then substitute. So now how does it look like? So it look like it can be described in these terms. It describes here. These gammas in the following way. So first, let me recall how this important group of rational gamma-topic type of S to D look like. So this is And now, like it was yesterday, so yesterday we, in the open talks, he considers the frame version of when d is equal to 2, when you have s or 2, which is very simple thing, where you just have only the earlier class here. So in order to describe this, so what I have? I have how my the space of n operations look like.
Formal
from D point. Let me explain. So the formal, I think that most of you know, that means that the cohomology are the same as cohomology is quasi isomorphic to the chain complex. And co-formal means that if you look on the rational gamma-topi type, then there is no high structures for the Lie bracket. So the only thing you are looking for is just the Lie algebra maps and the commutators and the ordinary commutators. So that means that this co-formal is less than formal.
So what formal implies?
Formal implies the co-formality, but the co-formality doesn't imply the formality. In this particular case, you have for d equals 3, so we have the full knowledge of the gamma-topi, rational gamma-topi type, so we say that there is no higher MSC products, so we just say that p is gamma-topi equivalent to the primitive elements in the chains of the FED. But this formal for the pod not formal. So then the theorem we are able to prove it for d equals 3. This is the theorem. Okay, so I think I will stop now. Okay. So it's
cheating here, so for me, this is for me. Yeah, and for me, what? There should be because this is only the big group for even for the old sphere.
What is that?
Because the big group may not have the remote degrees of this key is even in this case this random cross is an even number, it's not allowed. But the big group have
what's this rational? Okay, so you have some space, right?
You have some space, yeah. And you can see it's rational.
Yes.
Rational gamma-multiple groups, and they are only one. They have only one dimension in all dimensions. They may not be
sure, but it has still some contact to contact or something.
No, it's the free algebra generated by one element. But this is the real Lie group only for S1 and S3. And no head, so S5, S7, and so on, there are no Lie groups, but they may be considered as a Lie group.
No, but the word rational Lie group, does it mean something else but the fact that rational homology is an exterior algebra?
No, the rational, nothing, in some sense, not, no. Just that the only the rational homology is.
What? That's the definition.
That's the definition, yeah. You can think about it like the definition.
No, but can I think about it as something else?
but this is in some sense, so there is a composition here. So there is,
yeah, that's what.
Yeah, so it's but it's not invertible. It's invertible only after the multiple. That's the problem. So, but
no, okay, but so it is.
It's an edge space. So mm-hmm. Based on this notion, about this Denis Salyan, just. Okay.
Any other questions? Well, thank you very much.